You're listening to SBS News.
Quit having to hide from your kids. Quit standing in the cold. Quit feeling you're being judged. Quit knowing you smell. Quit the expense, the bad breath, being controlled. Quit smoking and you quit all the crap that goes with it. You quit, you win.
A large-scale review by the Colling Institute at the University of Sydney has analysed smoking rates in all pregnancies in New South Wales from 1994 to 2016. The research, published in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Obstetrics and Gynaecology, found the number of women smoking during pregnancy in the state had more than halved in that time. Associate Professor Tanya Nipeter says the drop reflects the success of anti-smoking campaigns like plain packaging and mandatory health warnings.
From 22% in 1995 all the way down to 8% in 2016. But this still means that almost 8,000 women smoke during pregnancy every year. And this is something that we still need to address.
Mothers aged under 25 from a lower socioeconomic background were more likely to smoke during pregnancy, with the data indicating the highest rates of smoking were clustered in just four areas: Hunter, New England, southwestern Sydney, western Sydney, and western New South Wales. Associate Professor Nipeter says the data indicates the need for new initiatives to target these groups.
We did see that younger mothers, mothers of lower socioeconomic status, were more likely to smoke, and also they had the slowest decrease in smoking rates. This is a well-known group in Australia and overseas that are more likely to smoke, and I think it shows to us that we really need to have targeted interventions rather than general interventions such as that plain packaging and things like that. And so I think these are particularly targeted groups of women that future interventions should consider.
Smoking during pregnancy has been linked with several avoidable health outcomes, including miscarriage, stillbirth, neonatal death, low infant weight, and preterm births. Dr. Sarah White, director of Quit Victoria, has told SBS the research matches national smoking trends, captured in a 2017 Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report.
About 1 in 10 women who give birth are smoking in the first 20 weeks. We certainly see higher rates in young mums. We see higher rates in groups with low socioeconomic status. The higher rates in women who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So the smoking rates among women who are pregnant are really fairly closely correlated with smoking rates we see generally across Australia.
According to Dr. White, overall those rates are showing fewer 18 to 25-year-old women smoke. She attributes that to the success of telephone assistance lines in helping smokers to quit.
It's more about getting all of the midwives and obstetricians and nurses who are providing care for women really consistently asking about smoking, and if someone does smoke, referring them to the quit line and really encouraging them to have a go at quitting, in terms of like really explaining to women what the real risks around continuing to smoke are and referring them to quit line. We're seeing increases in referrals of pregnant women coming through to the Victorian quit line at least, and I think that will absolutely translate into fewer babies born to smoking mothers.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.